when I left to go to college, no one really knew Asheville. It wasn't really on the map. And now it is universally loved, and everyone up here seems to be desperate to move there. Everyone raves about how beautiful it is, and just culturally it's really diverse with the breweries and the singer-songwriters and the cafes and the restaurants and this wonderful literary history, which was always just sort of in the backdrop of growing up there. So
yeah, it's just a really fascinating place, I think, especially to grow up, you know?
Exactly. And then it's just sort of a microcosm of culture. But then when you go into the mountains, the Smoky Mountains, and just the myth and the different lives, and like, and that into itself is so diverse, and the stories and the accents and the family history. It just is really quite an incredible place.
Yeah. Okay, so Night Film.
Night Film.
Night Film has been optioned as a film, right?
It has, yes.
I imagine that's one of the most exciting and potentially terrifying things that could happen to you as a creator of this work.
Right. It's very funny. I actually don't have any of that. I feel there's something about finishing a novel. I feel very finished in a very finalized way that, though, of course, you're tied to it and you feel as if it's your child going out into the world to be judged. I'm not precious about other people discussing it, and I'm not precious about Hollywood studios reiterating it in another form. I think that that's okay. As long as what exists between the two covers does not change, I'm happy. And my work is finished at that point. And if people take it and reconceive something else, I think that's all right.
Wow, that's really cool.
But I think it's also because I've looked under every rock already within the world that I created. I've already examined it from all sides. I've looked up, I've looked down, I've spent years with these characters, but I'm very much ready to let them go and move on to something else.
In this character, Stan Cordova, we have someone who's very elusive.
Exactly.
There's this really great line where you say, the more inanities about him the world eats, the smaller and drier his art, until it shrinks and shrivels into a Lucky Charms marshmallow to be consumed in a little bowl with milk for breakfast. My impression is that you like to be pretty withdrawn when it comes to what you're creating as well.
I do. I mean, I think I'd like, ultimately, I struggle with how much to reveal and how much not to, simply because I have fans who are writers themselves, and they definitely want to know how I do certain things and how I manage to become published and just all of those things.
Right.
And in that sense, I always want to help my fans, and because I didn't have contacts in the publishing industry, and when I bought Getting Your Book Published for Dummies back in like 2001. So in that sense, like, I like to be really transparent and to share my experience with would-be writers or fans, because it's nice to sort of see what goes on and everything that goes into writing a novel. At the same time, when I'm in the creating stage, there has to be a sense of a dark room where there's no judgment and there's no outside voices, where you can create a bit like an alchemist. And I definitely feel that way in my personal life. Like, I don't want too much information out there, because if people don't specifically know what I'm doing, where I live, all of those things, then I have more range in terms of what I can create. I feel I have more freedom. So it's walking a fine line, because, you know, in this day and age, the world is total transparency, and people expect to have access to the writer. And if they're consuming your work, they want to know, more and more. So there's a voracious appetite and even an expectation to reveal yourself. So, but for me, the best part of my job is world building and building my characters. And so as long as I can keep that a really private space, the other stuff is it's okay.
Hearing you talk about that kind of reminds me of J.K. Rowling's reaction to that, which is just coming up with a different name and writing under that.
Exactly. No, certainly. And I can imagine just the sheer pressure that she has, having had such worldwide success, that you just almost want to, you know, reduce it to something really simple, like one person publishing a book, rather than it being a worldwide event. I can understand her need to do something like
that. Yeah, so can I. I really respect that, too. But I also, want to know all of the things about her and would love to hang out with her, you know?
Exactly. Well, that's the thing, too, because I know I see it from both sides, too, because if I fall in love with a particular work, I really want to know who the person is that created it, and I want to know what their day-to-day is like. Even I have that curiosity and need to know. So I understand and relate to that.